Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
So Lori and Holly aren't coming today, we found out, at this afternoon. but we come expecting, right? So Lord, we just lift up tonight to you, and we say, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight in us, Lord. Lord, be pleased tonight with our worship, Father, with our hearts, Lord. We lift our hearts up to you, Father. We lift our hearts up to you. Mold our hearts. Renew our hearts. Mold us and make us to be more like you, to be more like Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're one with you. Thank you, Lord. We come expecting. We come expecting. And I hear the Lord say, what do you expect? What do you expect? Like that. What do you expect? What are your expectations? What are you speaking? What are you thinking? Do you know that out of the heart, the mind speaks? The mouth speaks. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And the mind thinks and reacts. What you believe in your heart will flow out of your mouth. And sometimes when you least expect it, I have to tell on myself today. I was at work, and Rachel had texted me and told me that Lori and Holly were not coming tonight. And my first reaction was, one of these faces, because they asked if we could do the meeting. I actually sent her that emoji that's yellow with the teeth. You know which one I'm talking about? And I had to repent of that, because that was something in my heart that came out. You know, that the root of that reaction and that emoji was doubt and fear, is what it comes down to. And so I later recognized it, and I repented and said, Lord, this is your meeting. You know, this is the Lord's meeting. And I know he's going to do a thing tonight. And he's working on our hearts tonight. And he reminded me of Daniel. He said, out of your heart, the mouth speaks, and out of the heart, you react. And Daniel was, you know, he had a lot of great abilities that the Lord gave him, and anointings. He was one of the king's first men. And because of that, there was some jealousy against him. And he got thrown into the den of lions. But you know, when he went in, he wasn't resisting, pushing, or shoving. He went in, and he knew he'd be okay, because he had faith and trust in the Lord. It says that right in Daniel 6. Nothing, no harm came upon him because he put his trust in the Lord. That was what was in his heart. You know, something tells me if I was thrown into a lion's den that I might try to I might try to claw my way out of that pretty quick. You get what I'm saying? Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Here's another example. I was last week, Wednesday, we were on our way. I have a great wife, as many of you know. I was walking to the car with all the sound equipment after the service, and I got to where the sidewalk meets the parking lot, and I ended up rolling my ankle and stepping on the outside of my ankle bone on the ground. Which hurt. But my first reaction was like I was in pain. But then right away, even before I could think of anything other than pain, Rachel was standing right there. And you know the first thing out of her mouth was shalalabakon diana namasate shalalabako. And she put her hands on my ankle. I really believe that my ankle had broken. That's how much pain was I had. The healing didn't come right away. But the next day, next couple days, I mean, I'm walking basically like normal now. Amen. Yeah. But my point of that story is what was in her heart. What was her reaction? I think some of you are struggling with that. Maybe somebody who's listening to this later. Do you find yourself reacting in a certain way to something and you're like, oh, I can't believe I said that? Or, you know, something wells up within you. And so I'm encouraging you tonight to go to the root of where that comes from in your heart, because out of the heart the mouth speaks, and out of the heart you're going to react. And why was it that Daniel reacted that way? Why was it that Rachel reacted that way so quickly? Daniel prayed and spent time with the Lord 3 times a day. He was constantly renewing his heart. You know, who struggles with once a day? He was doing it 3 times a day, praying to the Lord. Would not stop when that new law was put in order that said you can't pray. 3 times a day, renewing his heart to the truth. So that way, when he was tested, the truth came out. It's a simple message, but it's so important. Amen? So then this afternoon, the Lord had me write down some declarations. And I think that we're going to, if you guys are good with it, do some declarations tonight. So Lord, we lift up ourselves. And you can repeat after me. I thank you, Lord. You are my joy. Your joy is my strength. You give me fullness of joy. I'm full of laughter. I'm full of dancing. No one, no thing, no power will ever steal my joy. My trust is in you. And you alone. I thank you, Lord. You guide me in all my ways, in all my decisions. You give me wisdom and discernment. You clear a path before me. You give me words to speak. You surround me with angels. Your angels pick me up. When I fall, you bear me up on wings like eagles. You've given me all wisdom and knowledge. The Lord is my strong tower, my dwelling place. You hide me under your wing. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you, Lord. You put a hedge of protection about me. Your shield surrounds me. You deflect the arrows of my enemies. You bring confusion to the enemy's camp. You lift me up like the eagles. I thank you, Lord, that my steps are ordered of the Lord. I will lean not on my own understanding, but I will trust the Lord, and he will make my path straight. I thank you, Lord. My bank account is in heaven. You've called me blessed. You're pouring out your riches on me. I thank you, Lord. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I walk in plenty and abundance. I thank you. I walk in favor wherever I go, whenever I go. I thank you, Lord. You're doing a thing in my finances, exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask or think. Lord, you gave us your authority. So I say to the angels, go, bring forth my harvest now. Are you guys getting tired yet? I thank you, Lord. You're healing relationships in my life. You're opening the eyes and ears of my kids, spouse, parents, brothers, sisters, friends. I thank you, Lord. You forgive my sins. You blot them out. You make me pure. I'm made righteous. You and I are one. My flesh is decreasing. Your spirit's increasing. My desires fold. They must align with your heart. I thank you, Lord. You've given me perfect spirit. I thank you, Lord. My mind, will, emotions, they're lined up with my spirit. Thank you, Lord. You give me breakthrough. You tear down the walls that are between us. You wrap your love around me. Nothing can separate me. I come against rejection. I'm accepted in the beloved. I love myself. I'm made in the image of Christ. I take off the old man. I put on the new man. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a beautiful creation. I'm more precious than rubies. I'm cloaked in robes of righteousness and the armor of God. I'm equipped in season, ready for battle, always victorious in every area. I have the mind of Christ. My mind is sharp. I think clearly. I have no fogginess. You guys tired yet? Ready to keep going? I thank you, Lord. You give your beloved sound sleep, sweet dreams, deep rest. You reveal yourself in my dreams. You direct me in my dreams. Thank you, Lord. You give me visions. You open my eyes to the things of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I shall eat any deadly thing. It will not harm me. I will eat healthy things. My body will function normally. My organs will function normally. My cells will function normally. My blood will function normally. My nerves will function normally. I thank you, Lord. I will live and not die. I will declare the works of the Lord. I have abundant life. I have abundant energy. I thank you, Lord, for your covenant. I don't carry pain. I don't carry sickness. I don't have the spirit of addiction. No disease will touch me. All sickness will fall to the ground. Thank you, Lord. I'm always in your presence. No fear shall come upon me. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff and spirit, they comfort me. I thank you, Lord. I don't have a spirit of anger, but I walk in perfect peace. I thank you, Lord. You are my best friend. I give you all the glory. You are my first and top priority. The Holy Spirit is in me and walks through me. I own the fruits of the Spirit. I operate in love. I operate in joy. I operate in peace. I operate in patience. I operate in kindness. I operate in goodness. I operate in faithfulness. I operate in gentleness and in self-control. I thank you, Lord. I operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. With signs and miracles following me, I heal the sick. I have healing power. It runs through my veins. I raise the dead. I prophesy and carry the good news. I deliver good news. Unhindered, unashamed, I rebuke a man-pleasing spirit. I please the Lord. I look to you and you alone. Your approval is all I desire. The enemy has no hold on me. The enemy can't touch me. His words don't apply to me. I thank you. You set me free. Thank you for teaching me how to walk in the fullness and complete freedom. You give me victory, authority, resurrection power. It's bursting out of me. You make me bold. I trample on snakes and scorpions and over all evil things. My words have power. Life and death are in my tongue. The atmosphere changes when I walk in the room. I thank you, Lord. You're not done with me yet. You're molding and making me every day. You're knitting me closer to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. How do you guys feel? Amen. So try renewing your mind with that every morning. Oh, we have more people. I think we need to start over. No, I'm just kidding. So that's called a declaration, and declarations have power in your life. When you start that out every morning, watch your day change, because it will. And as you do them, the Lord will make them personable to you. And every declaration that was in there is based on Scripture, okay? It's scriptural. Every single thing that's in there is truth that was written in the Word. So this wraps back and circles back to what we were saying before. What's in your heart? Dig into the Word. Get your promises. You know, a lot of times we rely, I'll be honest, I do this too, on preachings, prophecies that are given out. Holly and Lori are wonderful, and they have so many good gems and truths that they teach us. There does come a point, though, where how do you know that those are true, what they're saying? And we have to, we trust them, all of us in here, we know that. But we have to have a base of digging into the word and having that as our root. That's our root. You know, they're throwing out the seeds, okay? Lori, Holly, you know, you're watching whoever on TV. You know, I could name a bunch of different preachers, and they're throwing the seeds out at you, okay? This, not my iPhone, the word, okay, that is not this. This actually, do you think Daniel had this in the lion's den when he was down there? The word of God is our root, okay? That's a thing that's going to root us onto the stone. So that the winds blow, you get tempted, you crush your ankles, you're going out to the car or whatever. You know how to react, you know where to go, you know what to say, because you have the root in your life. Does this make sense? So short and sweet, that's the message, is just simply check your heart. Out of your heart, you react. Out of your heart, your words speak. Out of your heart, you flow and you have your being. So make sure that what's in your heart is rooted in the word.
You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.